Hello, Nerdy Legion. Thank you for listening to Comic Talk Today. I am Dustin, bringing you your Comic Talk headlines for October 25th, 2019. Let's jump right into TV news. TV is our biggest section. Last episode was movies. This episode is TV. Seems that sometimes they just like to go back and forth like that. So first thing we're talking about, and actually you're going to notice slightly different in the notes and such. Instead of it just being labeled as TV, now I'm labeling it as streaming because, I don't know, it just seemed to make a little bit more sense than just having all of these things labeled as TV. So with that in mind, first thing we're talking about is Punky Brewster. If you are approximately an elder millennial or a younger Gen Xer, even most Gen Xers, I feel like, will know who Punky Brewster is. If you are neither of those things, though, you probably have no idea who this is. Punky Brewster was a kids-oriented sitcom back in the mid to late 80s. And it was, I mean, I watched it passively. I feel like my sister watched it a little bit more because she's a little bit older. But it is coming back. NBC Universal's streaming platform, which is going to be called Peacock, which we haven't really talked a whole lot about on the show, is doing a continuation of the sitcom. So it's not going to be a reboot. It's not going to be, from the sounds of it at least, it's not going to be like a legacy-quel style sitcom like the Girl Meets World, where it was the kid that was the Boy Meets World back in the day, all grown up, and then his daughter. This sounds like it's just following the life of Punky Brewster even more, only now she's all grown up. And they got Soleil Moonfry, who played Punky back in the day. She is going to be playing Punky again. Which, you know, makes freaking sense. But they also got, which is a really interesting one, Freddie Prinze Jr. is going to be playing opposite Soleil Moonfry as her ex-husband. Her dad is still in the picture, so that's still going to be a thing. Just seems really interesting. And now it's just going to be a straight-up multicam sitcom. The billing I saw had it listed as a multicam slash hybrid. Not entirely sure what that means, but I mean, because like you have the sitcoms that are single cams that are a little bit more serious and a little less on the comedy, but still funny. Parenthood comes to mind. So maybe some sort of hybrid between those two styles. Doesn't seem to make a whole lot of sense, but we'll see when it launches. Staying on the streaming of things, but not with Peacock, we are moving over to HBO Max, and all of you Adventure Time fans out there who were really bummed about a year ago when Adventure Time got canceled, you have reason to rejoice, because HBO Max has commissioned 4-hour-long specials from Adventure Time, from the original creator. They will be released 2 at a time, I believe I saw, and they are going to be called Adventure Time Distant Lands. Presumably that means, you know, that has some sort of reference to the content of the specials, but aside from that, we don't know anything about what these specials are going to contain. So, we're moving on. Next, we're talking about Johnny Galecki. So, he and... one of the writers slash producers from The Big Bang Theory are working on another nerd-oriented sitcom. This one is for NBC as well, I believe. Yes, NBC, and it's going to be called The Squad. And this one, is instead of it being based on just comic book reading super smart types, is going to be based around esports players. So it has, apparently the first season at least, is dealing with some kids who feel like outsiders, and then they finally find their tribe, quote-unquote, using their words, NBC's words, in esports team, and then that therein lies comedy and sitcom drama and so on and so forth. So it sounds interesting. No word. I could not find whether or not Galecki was going to be in it. For those that don't know, by the way, Johnny Galecki is Leonard Hofstadter from The Big Bang Theory and is also in The Conners and The Roseanne. I can't remember his character name in those shows, but he's good. He's got nerd cred, at least for the fact that he was in Big Bang Theory. And it, no matter how divisive that show may or may not have been, I am not on the side of it's offensive because they're laughing at nerds. No, it's a caricature of nerds, but we're not going to get into that conversation. So interesting. We are still in the pop culture lexicon. We are still relevant. That is, you know, kind of why I brought that in. But then next we are talking about, this is actually a follow-up. Apple TV's Foundation series is moving forward with great, great force. We have some casting. We have, Lee Pace and Jared Harris have been cast in two of the lead roles for the Foundation series. Presumably for the first season. I mean, I would have to go back and reread the second two books to be sure, but I'm pretty sure both of these characters only exist in the first book. Pace will be the Emperor, Brother Day, who I don't remember so well from the first book, but Harris will be Harry Seldon, who I remember very well from the first book because he's a prime character. He is the mathematician that predicts the fall of the Empire. So that is freaking awesome. They are definitely making headway in that show, and I'm super excited. I don't know how I'm going to watch it because I'm not sure I'm going to be getting Apple TV, but we'll cross that bridge when we get there, I guess. Next and final for TV news is another confirmation of rumor. This confirmation has to do with Jeff Loeb being the upper man, the man in charge for Marvel TV. We already talked about the rumor that said now that that title has officially been given to Kevin Feige and they were not going to fire Loeb, it seems that the rumor that said he's going to be retiring was factual. THR is now picking up and running with it, and they're saying that the announcement will be officially made by Loeb himself by Thanksgiving. So in about by a month from now, we will be hearing Loeb say, I am stepping down, I'm retiring, whatever the vocabulary is going to be. I mean, it is what it is. I'm kind of a fan of Loeb, but like we talked about in Rumor Mill a couple episodes ago where we first broke this, apparently he's kind of a jerk. So, you know, there you have it. That's all we have for television news. Next, we are moving into movie news. And movie news, we have updates on the Hocus Pocus sequel. I feel like the last time we talked about this was months ago. Months and months ago. And now there is, again, with the streaming, everything going crazy and everybody's trying to get content for their streaming platform, this is starting to pick up some steam. So we got the official announcement that it's coming out of development limbo, which is cool. Jen D'Angelo has been hired to write the script. Collider is also saying that the studio is going to make at least an attempt, a wholehearted attempt, to get Bette Midler, Sarah Jessica Parker, and Kathy Najimy back as the original Sanderson sisters, though no word as to what the story is going to do with them if they do come back. If they're going to be the main characters again, if they're going to be, or the main antagonists, I guess, or if they're going to be, if it's going to be some sort of passing the torch situation, don't know. It is going to be a movie, though, and not a series, so it very well could be that we're just catching back up with the Sanderson sisters as they get resurrected for a second time somehow, because whatever. Interested, because this movie was so much fun. Actually, probably about to go watch it as soon as I'm done filming, so, you know, there is that. And then our only other piece for movie news is Pinocchio, Disney's live-action version, not Sony's live-action version, but Disney's live-action version. They are now in conversation with Robert Zemeckis, powerhouse director, to direct their live-action adaptation. Interesting to see how that's going to come to fruition, if Zemeckis is going to take it. He doesn't have a whole lot. I mean, I guess he produced Spy Kids, if I remember correctly. I didn't write down his credentials in the notes, so that is kind of where we're going to have to leave it. Now, let's get into the rumors! Rumor Mill is kind of brimming with Batman. First up, we have an update on Matt Reeves' movie, where Elijah Wood is apparently the one they're looking at to play the Penguin. Interesting choice. Elijah Wood is a great actor, but physically for the Penguin, I mean, the guy from Gotham wasn't physically the Penguin either, I guess, so very, very interested to see what comes of that, if anything. The next Batman rumor has to do with the WB Montreal game, and the title has apparently leaked for the WB game, which is going to be Batman Arkham Legacy. as well as some of the gameplay details, in that the rumor states that all of the Bat family are going to be playable. Now, what do they mean by all of the Bat family? Oh, because the Bat family is gigantic. Like, I can't even remember all of the members right now. You've got Batman, Batwoman, Batgirl, Robin, Red Robin, Nightwing, Red Hood, Spoiler, Batwing, The Light, and then at least three other characters. And then you have two other Robins that aren't in the main continuity but are still considered part of the Batman family. And so what does that mean? Who knows? Who freaking knows? And also, there have been some rumblings about who the main villain is going to be for this game. Everyone is saying a different character, so it was kind of pointless to put in the rumor, because maybe it's going to be the Riddler. Maybe it's going to be the Penguin. I don't think it's going to be the Penguin. I feel like it was Riddler and... Actually, he's the only one that's coming to mind. So, rumor says Riddler. There you go. Next, we are talking about the Inhumans. All of this TV talk, and everyone very rightfully chooses to forget that the Inhumans existed. Or if you haven't forgotten, then you really hate the fact that it was a thing, because it was hot garbage. Very, very bad. So this new rumor is that Feige is rebooting. He doesn't just want to, but it is happening. And to play Black Bolt, apparently they've been talking to Vin Diesel. This rumor, and I don't normally name check rumors because they're rumors, so it's kind of why waste the time, but this one, partially at least, comes from Anson Mount, who played Black Bolt in that ill-fated TV series. So at least the talking to Vin Diesel and the fact that Inhumans is on the board as things that they want to make, that part is 100% true. Whether or not Vin Diesel actually becomes Black Bolt remains to be seen. Next, we are talking about... Well, and also, what does Anson Mount really know? He doesn't still work for Disney. I mean, so, like, how much inside information does he really have? He just hears rumblings like the rest of us. Anyway, next, we're talking about staying on the Disney side of things, Hawkeye. So, Jeremy Renner is going through some very personal issues right now, and it's getting very ugly in the press. We're not talking about that directly. But because of that, there is a rumor that he has been fired from his Hawkeye show on Disney+. No one has made any sort of official statement. Everything you hear is just rumor, so there is no... I doubt that's going to happen unless something horrible comes out. And even then, like, that will just push back the Hawkeye, I feel like. Less likely to fire him, more likely to distance themselves from the issue and then revisit it in a year or so. Much like they did with Guardians of the Galaxy and James Gunn. So there's that. Well, how do I want to finish this? All right, so we'll do the Star Wars. No. We'll skip Star Wars for the moment. We're going to go to Batman Beyond. Like I said, brimming with Batman. So Warner Brothers is seriously considering, according to this rumor, is seriously considering a Batman Beyond movie. And not just that, they are seriously considering bringing Michael Keaton back in to play Bruce, to play the old retired Bruce Wayne. Don't know who is going to play Terry Kennedy, but if they get Michael Keaton to play retired Bruce, much like Kevin Smith and Mark Bernardin said on the Fat Man Beyond podcast, it's going to make $1 billion easy. All right, so that brings us to the aforementioned Star Wars rumors. So this one is actually more of a leak, and I decided to put this in the rumor mill because leaks are just glorified rumors. Yes, there is a little bit more of a potential for them to become reality, though we have found in the past, especially in the gaming side of things with Mortal Kombat, that leaks are not always 100%. Maybe 70 to 80% would probably be a little bit more accurate, but so there have been a series of leaks about Star Wars: The Rise of Skywalker. I am not going to read you the list of leaks because it is very detailed plot leaks that I read, because I don't really care about spoilers, but I'm not going to read them on here for a number of reasons. First, I don't want to spoil anything. Second, I don't want to get people's hopes up for certain plot elements, because, again, it is a leak, it is a glorified rumor, and it very likely might not happen. And the other half of this is some of the leaks are image-related, and Disney has been taking action against people who are posting these images. Not legal action, because that's a really iffy situation, but they've been copyright striking people on YouTube for posting the images. So I'm not going to do that either. So no pictures on screen for this one, because just the two images that I've seen, one of them doesn't really give anything away because it is just a picture of the Emperor. Oh, big shocker. We already knew he was going to be in the show or in the movie, so there's that. But the other one is a picture of Rey and Kylo together in a way that's going to spoil a lot of things. Maybe Kylo's dead. Maybe Rey went to the dark side. Maybe Kylo came to the light side. I'm not going to tell you because it's super spoilerific, but crazy big spoilers. And these two images, like I said, Disney has copyright stricken people for posting them, which means they're real. They actually happen. Why? So there's so much broken about the fact that Disney is doing that. Why would you copyright strike? Because then you're just confirming the fact, and the internet is the internet, so even if somebody takes a video down, those images are up for good. Like, they exist somewhere. A million people have downloaded them to their computers, at the very least. So your half-assed action is not enough, and is too late by a million miles. So, yeah, if you are interested, they are really easy to find. All of the plot leaks and the image leaks are very, very easy to find. So all you have to do is go to Google and look for them. And that's what we've got for rumors. That's really interesting, though, right? That does it for this episode of your Comic Talk Headlines, nerds. For a more in-depth conversation on comics and comic culture, then subscribe to Comic Talk today on your favorite podcast platform of choice. Or to go deeper into these nerdy bits, plus even more nerd news, including a Lamb of God update in music. We have Fallout 76 in video games. We have Star Wars and the Batcat series in comic books, because I do talk about comic books on my personal YouTube channel, Generally Nerdy, as well, though probably get more comic information right here on Comic Talk today, I'm not gonna lie. But if you do want to check that out, then Generally Nerdy is the name of the channel over on YouTube. You can go check me out and all of the other things I do there. Thanks for listening, nerds, and we'll see you next time.